Hey there, birth nerd. You're listening to the Birth Worker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it. Hey there, you're listening to episode 108 of the Birth Worker Podcast, and it's Friday, which means I'm doing a 3 in 15 episode where I'm answering three of your questions in 15 minutes or less. But today, we're doing something a little different where we're only covering one topic because it is a really big topic, and we got a ton of questions recently about this one specific topic, which is really how to create doula packages that not only lead to amazing results for your clients, but also that are really easy to sell. So let's jump into it. The very first question is, how do I decide what to include in my doula packages? Which is a really amazing beginner basic question, and I love it because I remember being a new doula and totally overcomplicating the hell out of this. So again, the question is, how do I decide what to include in my doula packages? Now, the very first thing that you need to do is really understand who your ideal client is, because let's just say that your ideal client is someone who's postpartum with twins. Your doula packages are probably going to be all postpartum doula packages, right? They're going to be very different than, let's say, a doula package that's focused on preconception and birth or VBAC support or something like that. So again, first you need to decide just what niche are you trying to serve with the package that you're trying to create. And when you can start to understand the needs of those people, you know, do they need emotional support? Do they need educational resources? Do they need labor support, postpartum support, all of those things? Then it's a lot easier to actually piece together the doula package that you're creating. Now, another thing that you can do is you can take a look and see what other people are doing in your area. And you definitely don't want to copy them. Like, the goal here is not to just do what other people are doing, but it can give you a really good foundation or baseline of what the clientele in your area have come to expect. And then from there, you can shift around, add your magic, sprinkle on the goodness, and really create something that is authentic and true to you and what you want to do. Now, one of the things that makes this a little confusing is that there's a lot that we can pack into doula packages, right? You might have just left a doula training and you're thinking, okay, like prenatal appointments and birth support, like that's it. But in reality, you could include placenta encapsulation services, placenta art, you could include birth photography, you could even have a big package that includes, you know, multiple weeks of postpartum support, overnight postpartum support. You could even have a doula package that includes things like massage or childbirth education classes. It's like unlimited, you guys, which is actually really exciting, but also is one of the reasons why people ask this question, because it's hard to understand what to include. Now, I like offering multiple different packages, and we'll talk about this next with the next question. But when you're doing that, I like to balance the services that you offer. I like to have some that are more basic and some that are more complex. And again, we'll talk about that in a minute. But what I mean by balancing services, balancing your package, you could have some that are really essential services, right? So you could have a package that includes labor support, you know, birth support, and maybe a couple postpartum visits. But then also, you could balance that with having childbirth education classes that are included in this package. You could balance it with having something a little bit extra like lactation consulting, right? Or maybe if you do yoga and teach yoga, you could balance it out with having yoga included in the package, right? So balancing it with more like the essential services or the more typical services with things that are actually really unique, that's going to add a little bit of magic. So that's a really, really good idea when you're putting together your packages. I just want to remind you that all of your packages or all of your services that you offer really should align with your passion and with your expertise. Now, when I say expertise, I don't mean that you need to be like the most expert-y expert person. You don't need to be the smartest person in the world. You don't need to have 5 million certifications. Really, what I mean is that you could talk about it till you're blue in the face, you're super passionate about it, and you can deliver a really high quality service. What I mean by that is I don't want you to be including birth photography in your doula package and for you to just show up with like your cell phone and just take a couple pictures and, you know, text them 5 pictures when you charge them an extra $1,000 for birth photography services. Right? Of course, you can always take pictures on your phone and send them to your clients. And you should. I think that's a fantastic like addition. But I don't want you to be like marketing your package around that if that's all you're going to be doing, right? So it should align with your expertise and your passion and really be something that you love offering. That's really going to attract your dream clients. That's really going to attract those heck yes, hell yes clients. And that's who we want to be attracting. Now, something else worth mentioning when you decide what to include in your packages is that they really should be simple to understand. It should be really clear and easy for them to go to your website and understand what's included in each package. And that's something I actually see a lot of people doing wrong when they come into my world. You probably know this because you're listening to the podcast, but not only do we have a doula training program where we are teaching the people brand new to birth work, all about birth and everything like that, but we also have business programs for people who are already doulas and just want to grow their business. And those people, a lot of times when they come to me, their packages are a little bit all over the place, which actually makes it really hard to understand. And so when I'm auditing websites, which I do pretty much every week, during our Zoom calls, when I'm auditing websites, that's something that I look at. I go to the website and I pretend that I'm like a prospective future client and I click through their website and it needs to be really clear the differences between the packages and what is actually included. So whatever you decide, make sure that it is super clear for you the difference between all of your different packages so you can actually tell your prospective clients that information. Because if it's a little confusing for you, I promise it's 10 times more confusing for the clients, right? And again, that's something I see all the time where maybe packages are like so similar or there's just so much included in all of them that I can't wrap my brain around like what makes them different, little things like that. And definitely worth thinking about. And that's also definitely one of the reasons you should pop into our business classes or our community so I can take a look at your website and just give you my advice on top of you auditing your own website and your own packages. Now, another question has popped up, I'm sure you're asking, which is how many different packages should I actually have? So we've talked a little bit about what to actually include in your doula packages, but how many should you have? Should you have one? Should you have 5? Should you have 5 million. So what I typically see in the doula world, what has really become like the norm, which obviously like doesn't make it right. I just want to tell you what I've seen is a tiered approach. And this is something that we teach our clients inside Birthworker Academy too, which is our doula training program. And so a tiered approach means you basically have like a basic package, a middle package, like a standard package, and then a premium package, like the big, fancy, expensive one. That's typically what I see. And the reason that that works so well is that it caters to different budgets and it really helps people simplify the decision-making process. And it makes it really straightforward for our clients when we have the 3 different packages that come with different things. You know, the more expensive they get, potentially the more they include. Again, that's not always like the best way to do it, but it is something I see out there a lot. And if you decide to do it that way, each tier could offer like progressively more support, more time, or additional services. So me being a doula over the years, when I first started my business, I complicated everything. If you're my student, you definitely know this, but I feel like I had to overcompensate for lack of experience, and I overcompensated by overcomplicating my business. And so when I was a brand new doula, before I even took any clients in person, I put together like all of these fancy different packages with all of these things, and I priced them out all these different ways. But then the more consultations I did and the more I got hired, I realized that for me, what actually made most sense for me serving my in-person clients was having one basic package and then really like customizing the packages to whatever the clients wanted. Now, I'm not going to say that there's any, you know, better or worse way to do this. There are definitely pros and cons to having very set tiered packages and pros and cons to being very flexible with your packages. For instance, if you offer like custom packages all of the time, you are customizing contracts, you are customizing pricing, you are sending, you know, custom invoices and things like that, which actually, as you scale your business and you serve more people, is really not helpful. So that's something I've learned as my business has scaled and I've shifted more into a like, nope, here's my package. This is what you can get. That is it. There's no adding. There's no taking away. Like, this is what you get. And the reason I've done that over the years is because I've just become so busy that I just didn't have time anymore to custom contracts for everybody, to do custom invoices and things like that, especially when you set up automations, which we'll talk about in an episode coming up here, but automations in the future. Those automations can really save you a lot of time, and we can't really do those automations if we're customizing every single package for every single person. So again, maybe when you're just getting started, you want to do something more custom as you're starting to figure it out and learn what your clients like and learn what you like to offer. But also a great option would be to do the tiered package, right? That would be a great option. I do want to mention though, don't overcompensate for your newness by overcomplicating your packages. A lot of times we delay doing the things that actually lead to more clients and more success by overcomplicating and overplanning. So pick your packages literally today and get them on your website and move forward. Do not be thinking about this for more than a week, please. Now, let's talk about number of packages real quick. So I would say that if you're going to go the route where you have different packages, you know, basic, standard, premium, whatever, I would say that like 2 to 3 packages is probably ideal. When you're doing more packages, when you're doing like 4, 5, 6 different packages, that's just way too many options. It's really overwhelming for your clients. And one of the biggest reasons that people don't buy when they're like, ready to buy, they go to the website. One of the reasons they don't is that they're overwhelmed with the too many choices and they just can't decide which to pick. And so they actually end up choosing nothing. And I don't know if you've ever related to that or done that yourself, but I do that all the time where I am so close to buying. I am so freaking sold. I love the person. I'm ready, but I just don't know which one to pick. And I end up not doing it at all, which sounds ridiculous, but it happens all of the time. So if you do have packages, keep it to like 2 or 3 different packages. And then also just make sure on your website, you're not confusing people. So what I see a lot of times too is someone would have like 3 different packages for birth support and then 3 different packages for postpartum support. And then a bunch of like a la carte add-ons, like add on breastfeeding support or add on these classes and things like that. As awesome as it is to like have all of this stuff that you offer your community, which again is so great, like it's so cool that you offer this, it's not helping you in terms of actually booking clients because it's confusing, right? So this is one of the things that I love doing inside my programs. And inside all of our core programs, you get essentially 1 year free inside of our coaching community. So you get weekly coaching calls with me. And my calls are very strategic because instead of having 3 birth packages and 3 postpartum packages and these like 10 additional add-ons that they can choose, you're just wasting your time and confusing your clients, right? So what I would love to do is help you strategize of like, okay, how do we actually have these same services, but just repackage them in ways that makes it way less confusing for your prospective clients and also in a way that converts a lot better, right? And that's the funny thing here is that a lot of times we think like the more we offer, the better it is. And it's not always true because it can really confuse people and lead to no sales. And again, this is something I see with people who just come into my community for the first time, especially if they already have created a doula business. And especially if they're like me and they have a million great ideas, is that they can't decide like how to actually focus and strategize in a way that actually leads to results and actually leads to booked clients and sales. So That's what I want to say about packages. Having fewer options for your clients is a great way to do it. And then on the flip side of that, if you do just have a standard basic package, but then you add customizations on top of that, that can also really work. Because essentially what you're doing is on your website, you just have your one basic package, but then on the consultation that you do with them, that's when you hear their goals, hear, you know, where they want to go, hear their fears and all of those things, and then you can customize that package for them. So we don't want to complicate anything on the front end, which means when people come to us for the first time, we don't want that to be complicated. But once we get them on a consultation call or a sales call is another way that we can call that, that's when we can really customize for them. So those are two different things, two different ways that you can do it. Now, the last question I'm answering today is, Kylie, how do I make my services stand out in a crowded market? Now, this is something that I've thought about a lot lately as I have moved to Greenville, South Carolina, where I feel like every other person in South Carolina is a doula, especially here where we are in upstate South Carolina. It's very crunchy and homeschooling and homesteading and home birthing and that type of vibe, which obviously I'm obsessed with. But I've been thinking about, you know, if I was starting my doula business in a community like this, what would I do to make my services stand out? And of course, it's something I think about a lot as I actually like coach doulas to do this, like literally every single day. It's a topic that comes up quite a bit. So the first thing that I really want you to do when you're putting together packages and you're just thinking, how do I make myself different? You need to think about you, because to be honest, the only thing that makes you different is you, right? There's no one else in the world that has your exact approach, your exact biases, which can absolutely work for us in a lot of ways. So you need to think about you. You need to think about like what makes you different. What do you like to do? And you need to actually sprinkle that into your packages and services. And this could be, you know, maybe you're obsessed with yoga, or maybe you're obsessed with nutrition, or we have a lot of students in our programs who really love fitness and exercise and just general health and wellness. And one of the first things I tell them is like sprinkle that in to literally everything you offer. Because a lot of times what people do, especially when they're new, is they come into my world and they say, okay, Kylie, I really love fitness, but I really also love birth. And so what they do is they have all of these different packages because they're trying to cater to like the normal non-fit people, just like the regular everyday people who aren't gym rats. But then also like their heart is in the people who love going to the gym and are gym rats. And so they're putting together all these different packages and then they're like copying them, but like taking out the wellness and fitness aspect. And I just say to them, like, who's your dream client? As simple as that. Like, who do you actually want to work with? And 10 times out of 10, they say the people that are aligned with like their true passions. So in this example, they always say to me, I really would actually really only love to work with the gym rats, with the people who love working out and love training and love weightlifting, and they want to do that through their pregnancy. And so I say to them, so why are we creating packages for the other people? And a lot of the times what comes up is that, well, I didn't want to exclude anyone. Well, I didn't want to leave anyone out. Or, well, I'm new and I really just need clients. So like, I just need more clients. I need to make my pool bigger. And that's honestly just not helpful. Not helpful in the short run and not helpful in the long run. Because what happens is that those people who are gym rats, they're actually going to go to the doula or the birth educator who is only promoting to gym people. And they're going to look past you and say, no, you know, she works with like the other regular people too. So I'm going to actually go to someone who's like really only specifically working on what I want to, what I like. And so not only are you not going to attract your dream client by like trying to cater to everybody, but also you're going to get clients who like aren't great fits for you. So why do that? Like, let's just skip all of that. And let's just make our services and our packages stand out by really going into our niche, by really understanding who we want to serve, what we love, and making it about that. I even have clients who come to me and they love music. And so they build their whole brand, their whole, all their packages and services around music, which is so cool. I've had clients do it with art, right? I've had clients do it with the more normal things like free birth or home birth, or, you know, birth after trauma or birth after loss, right? So really, when you think about how to make your services stand out in a crowded market, you just got to think about you. Who do you love serving? And let's get really, really specific on that. And just make sure that the messaging that you create and the packages you create are really tailored to those people and tailored to the people that you want to serve. So that's the first thing I want to say. And then beyond that, really what we have to do is we have to develop that marketing and that brand voice that actually leads people to those packages. So for instance, well, I just want to say, just so you kind of know like where we're going, your packages and your offers, your packages, services, offers, whatever you create should be really easy to sell, like really easy. Like they should sell themselves. Really, if you understand, you know, messaging and marketing, it should not be hard to talk about, right? This should not feel like you're a sleazy salesperson trying to pitch someone. No, it should literally be a no-brainer. You should think about your own packages like, this is the best thing in the world and everyone would be better off if they did it. And the value is amazing and the price is amazing and it is a no-brainer. And the reason I want you to think about your offer like that is because I know all of this from like firsthand experience. And I remember when I started out my doula business and my online childbirth education business, similar times, like within like 18 months of each other, I would say that at the beginning, it was like I felt like a sleazy salesperson, right? I felt like I had to like come up with all these like sly things and do all of these like sales psychology hacks and things like that. And I want to be clear, like I do teach about sales psychology. Sales psychology like is fun for me. I absolutely love marketing. I think it's so cool. But that being said, as I've continued to grow and pivot and create new packages and create new offers and create new bundles and things like that, I've gotten to a point where they literally sell themselves because I've understood how to actually make awesome packages. Now, for me at this point, when I say packages, I'm really talking about me serving doulas. So the packages I create, for instance, you know, Birth Worker Academy, it's our doula training program, but it's not just a doula training program, right? Not only does it come with 12 months of mentorship, so 3 coaching calls every single week for 12 freaking months, which is like unheard of, but it also comes with extra bonuses, right? So I've put together this amazing package. It doesn't just cover birth theory like most doula trainings, right? It also has this whole extra bonus section, which is a whole other course essentially on self-mastery, right? So like personal development, overcoming your triggers, you know, uncovering your biases, things like that. But I didn't stop there because I wanted to make a package that literally sold itself because it's just so freaking valuable. And you can absolutely do this with your in-person doula packages also, right? So what I said is like, okay, so I have this doula training program. It comes with mentorship. It comes with self-mastery, self-development. What would make it more special? And I just knew business. Like I had no freaking clue how to start a business when I left my doula training, my in-person doula training 5 years ago. And so I'm like, perfect, let's add an entire business course. So not only do you have the birth theory and the birth education and how to support birth at home, you know, hospital, birth center, like all of the options, not only do we talk about trauma-informed care, but we also have that self-development piece. We also have 12 months in the community. And we also teach about growing your in-person doula business, right? Contract templates, website tips, networking in person, making your packages and services, like exactly what we're talking about here, but obviously in way more depth, pricing everything, right? And then I thought, okay, this is great. It's like totally a no-brainer. What else can I add to make it even better? And that's when I decided to add all of the like online business stuff, because I decided I didn't want the doulas who came through our training to be only limited to supporting birth in person, because I think actually a lot of new doulas have their own babies or are pregnant or are going to have more babies soon. And I didn't want them to like not be able to be a birth worker because they didn't want to attend birth and they didn't know what else to do, right? So I added how to build a website, how to create free resources, how to host workshops, how to make courses, how to make ebooks, how to grow your email list, how to sell it all, marketing, like all of that stuff. And so once you put all of that together, really, it shouldn't even be called a doula training program at this point anymore. That's why we call it Birthworker Academy, right? It's like a freaking academy. It's a no-brainer, right? And as you're listening to this, you're like, well, yeah, like obviously that's a no-brainer, because not only does it include the birth stuff, but the mentorship and the self-development and the in-person business and the online business. It sells itself, obviously, right? So how can you do that with your in-person offers? How can you create a very niched and specific offer that attracts your dream clients, but also do it in a way where the value that they're going to get makes it a no freaking brainer, right? So for instance, let's go back to this like fitness thing, because we've talked about that a lot. Let's say that like your previous love was fitness, your new love is birth, and you just want to like bring the two together. Instead of trying to serve everybody in the world, let's just make, you know, two or three different packages. Or to be honest, you could even just do one package and sell the shit out of it, which is another way you could do this. But let's say your package not only includes birth support, right? But let's say you're going to include 1 week of postpartum support in person in that package. Awesome. You've just made it like different, right? But let's put a spin on it. Since you're a trainer also and you love fitness, let's also include a 6-week pre-recorded or even like an ebook, like healing your pelvic floor course, ebook, workshop, printable, whatever. Awesome. So now they have birth support. They also have a whole week of in-person postpartum support, like the week or two after birth. Fantastic. And then you also include this like 6-week or 12-week like heal yourself type of offer. Awesome. That's like a no-brainer. Let's sprinkle on a little bit more. How about you also do pregnancy programming, right? So when they hire you, not only do you come to the birth, not only do you do postpartum, not only do you have this postpartum heal your body section, but you're also going to train them every single month through pregnancy. Customized training, right? Customized training. You're going to send them a text every week with the training they should do. You're going to have videos included with it. Fantastic. Okay, that is seriously a no-brainer. Let's take it up a notch. Let's actually have it where all of the people that you're serving in person, you do like a monthly mother circle every single month. And not only is it a mother circle, but it's like fitness focused. So maybe it's at the park. Maybe you do a little workout, maybe you do some yoga or some stretching, but then you do like a typical mother circle where you're building this community and everyone can meet each other and they're all, you know, fitness heads, gym rats, and so they actually like become friends. Boom. You have just created a killer offer that is going to not only attract your perfect dream client, but it's going to be a freaking no-brainer because how much value is actually included in it. Right? So that's the kind of offer that I want you to create. I don't want you to go create a doula package that includes two postpartum visits or two prenatal visits and birth support up to 12 hours and one postpartum visit that's 2 hours long and just call it a day, because that's what every other freaking doula out there is doing when they leave their in-person 3-day doula trainings, right? That's like all they know. That's all they learn. And I don't blame them. Like that literally was me too. But it's just not helpful, and it's not helping you attract your dream clients, and it's not helping you actually get hired, because it's not different. It's not special. You're not standing out in your market. And yes, doulas quit like all of the time, and that's a whole nother episode. Like that's why I teach my free masterclass on Wednesdays to help doulas like not quit. But there are new doulas every single day, right? So this is not something where we can just offer status quo support. Even with all the doulas that are quitting, the amount of doulas in the world are growing every single day. And hopefully less will quit as I get my hands on them and help them actually create, you know, sustainable businesses that actually like make money and serve their dream clients. But my point here is that status quo packages and normal offers, just like everyone else in your area, are not going to get you where you want to go, right? You have to set yourself apart. And what that means is really dialing in your niche and making packages for your dream client, but also putting together that package in a way that is a 100% complete no-brainer for your dream client. That is what I want for you. Now, if you are listening to this and you are just getting started, Or if you just did a doula training, but you left that training and you're like, I did not learn anything, or I have no clue actually what to do, or I don't even know how to build my packages. I don't know how to do my contracts, onboarding, website, no clue. If that's you, I definitely want you to check out the Birthworker Academy. So like I said, it is our doula training program. It is so freaking comprehensive. And I want you to know, it's not a business program. Like, it is a doula training program. The meat of it is how to be a phenomenal doula. And that starts with who you are as a person, right? So that starts with that self-development, understanding your triggers, understanding your biases, and not trying to overcome your biases, just, you know, to be aware of them. We don't ever want to like fake it, right? We just need to be honest and be aware of our triggers and our biases. But it is a legitimate, in-depth, comprehensive doula training program. So we cover all things about birth theory. We cover all things about actually supporting birth. We cover all things about trauma and anti-racism and all of the great things. But the thing is we don't stop there, because I didn't want you to leave and say, okay, what am I supposed to do now? Like, that's not what I want at all. So in addition to the typical doula training, which is actually way more in depth than most doula training programs, we also include business. And so when I say that, we also include how to grow your in-person business, packages, pricing, networking in person, things like that, but also growing online, because growing online is really, really important if you want a sustainable business. Websites, social media, making content, starting podcasts, starting blogs, creating freebies, creating online offers, creating birth courses, all of that amazing stuff. That's what we cover, in addition to one full year of mentorship inside of our community. So 3 coaching calls every single week. One with me, we cover business topics. One with a coach named Evan, she does birth work and doula work. And then another with a coach named Nicole, she does soul work, mindset, nervous system, things like that. So I am serious when I say that I created this program to make it an absolute no-brainer. And to be honest, I know it's a no-brainer. So if you're listening to this and you're like, damn, I really want to be a doula. Or if you're listening to this like, oh shoot, I am already a doula, but I just feel like I have no clue what I'm doing. Then go check out the Birthworker Academy. I'll link it in the show notes, but it's birthworker.com/academy. Or you can just go to birthworker.com. You will find it. Check it out. And as always, if you have any questions whatsoever, DM me on social media. So I am on Instagram all of the freaking time, and I am in my DMs like multiple hours every single day answering your questions. So if you are on the fence, if you're curious, if you have questions, if you want to join my world but you don't know what the right option is, send me a DM, ask me all your questions, and I would just love to help you know that you're making 100% the right choice before you jump in. But beyond that, I am so excited to meet you inside of our programs. And of course, I'm excited to see you right back here next week for our next episode. Next week, we actually have a really exciting episode coming up, because I'm bringing on one of my students, Hannah, who has actually become a VBAC expert over the last several years. And she's going to be talking with me about how to help your clients avoid repeat cesareans. And it might not be actually like what you think, especially if you're a newer doula. So definitely mark your calendar or subscribe so you do not miss next week's episode. And we definitely have some fun things coming up here in January. So subscribe, hang around, follow me on Instagram, send me a DM, and get excited, because 2024 is going to be crazy amazing. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week.